Today I'm joined by Stephen Vincent, the manager of the End the Fed campaign. Stephen Vincent, thank you very much for joining me today on the Corbett Report.
My pleasure, James. We're really glad to be able to share this with your listeners.
All right. Well, could you start by introducing yourself a little bit about your background and how you came to organize the End the Fed campaign?
Well, I was one of the prominent organizers for the Ron Paul campaign on a grassroots level. I heard about Ron Paul, I guess, through my interest in monetary policy and economics. I'd read his writings, for a number of years, and then I found that he was running for president and, immediately plunged into supporting his candidacy and organizing on a grassroots level for him. And I organized a number of different projects, most recently the Great American Walk for Freedom, where we walked 280 miles from Green Bay to Minneapolis, distributed 10,000 copies of the U.S. Constitution in every town that we passed through, and held town hall meetings in those towns to discuss the Constitution. We gave a PowerPoint presentation. I also organized other walks, intra-city walks. We had three different days where people walked across their cities for Ron Paul. In the largest one, we had about 60 different cities participating in those walks to Ron Paul. And I also organized the Operation Call for Paul program, where we used a robocalling system to contact thousands and thousands of people for Ron Paul during the campaign. And, worked really hard on that. Of course, the campaign came to its end, and when we walked into Minneapolis, I believe that was August 28th, we ended our walk at the Federal Reserve, and Ron Paul walked the last mile or two with us, ending at the Federal Reserve in Minneapolis. And that was quite a way to end the Great American Walk to Freedom and immediately begin the new project in the Fed. Ron Paul was presented with a T-shirt, and with that T-shirt at that location, and then began the new project right there on the spot. And the Fed sort of started as a chant, really. When Ron Paul was speaking after the New Hampshire primary, his supporters started to chant, "End the Fed." And the Fed, and it just sort of took off and became a very popular chant that people, anytime he would mention monetary policy or the Federal Reserve or the economy, people would just break out into this "End the Fed" chant. And at the Rally for the Republic, on several times before he even got a chance to talk about the Federal Reserve, people were chanting "End the Fed," and so it became quite a very popular chant. Obviously indicated that something was on people's mind on the grassroots level. And I think the people, when they find out that at the core of all the problems that we have as a nation, politically and economically, lies this monetary system of fiat money, of debt-based fiat money, and privately controlled debt-based fiat money, unconstitutionally given over to a private monopoly of central of bankers. When they figure that out, they become first, I think, very upset, and then very motivated to do something about it. People feel, I think, disempowered when they just don't know what the problem is and what to do about it. And once they find out what the problem is, what is the root cause, then they become very enthused. Because once you know what the problem is, well, then you're, I think, at least halfway on the road to solving it. And so we've been getting quite a fantastic response to the End the Fed project. The sign-ups on the website and all of the organizing groups are growing exponentially. The my inbox is full of signups on a minute-by-minute basis, just cramming my inbox. It's quite amazing. It's spreading virally. We're looking for a very interesting day on November 22nd. It's impossible to prognosticate exactly how many people will be showing up at every single Federal Reserve office and bank on November 22nd, but it should be a significant number. We do hope that we'll get some media coverage out of it. We say that on November 22nd, the end begins. It's not the last time we'll be rallying for sound money at these Federal Reserve banks and offices. We will continue to do this. And it also is the kickoff of a campaign, an action program that we are in the process of developing. First, of course, is the November 22nd rallies for sound money to generate public awareness and media attention. That will roll into a public educational campaign, a petition drive, and a congressional lobbying campaign for H.R. 2755, which is Ron Paul's bill to abolish the Federal Reserve and repeal the Federal Reserve Act. And so we'll be hoping to present to the new Congress as they come in January with millions of signatures from Americans who do not want this system to continue and want to return to constitutional sound money and a repeal of the Federal Reserve Act, and as well as signatures, phone calls, faxes, and emails. We want to get Ron Paul some co-sponsors on that bill and get that bill out of committee and on the House floor and get people talking about it and debating it. Other measures that we're looking at developing over time is a campaign for public congressional audit of the Federal Reserve Bank, a campaign for a public congressional audit of the gold held by the U.S. Treasury Department, legal challenges to the constitutional validity of the Federal Reserve Bank and the Federal Reserve notes, the development of alternate commodity-backed currencies, local and community currencies as well, the development of free market barter and trade systems, the establishment of private banking institutions based on precious metals and commodities, a possible program of civil disobedience of some kind, and we also are looking at processes of election of representatives supportive of a free economy, sound money, rule of law, and constitutional principles. So November 22nd is the beginning. The end begins for the Fed, and the beginning begins for the grassroots transpartisan citizens movement for sound money on November 22nd. There's 39 cities with Fed banks and Fed offices. However, there are rallies in more cities than that. Probably, I would say, upwards of 50 different cities are going to be having some kind of a end the Fed activity on that day.
All right. Well, every single one of the policies that you've talked about for this campaign in the future is exciting, and I think I certainly would encourage my listeners to look into it for themselves. And also, of course, to support your activities next Saturday, how can people find out more information about the events next Saturday and where and when they'll be taking place?
Well, the best thing to do is go to endthefed.us, and there's an organizing groups tab in the menu. Just click on that, scroll down, and you'll find a listing of all the cities that are participating. Well, not all, but probably most of them. There's probably activities going on out there that we don't even know about because the thing has gone just completely viral and people are just picking up the ball and going with it on their own, which is great. There are organizing groups on a number of different sites, including Restore the Republic and the Fed USA. There's also a Facebook and a MySpace as well. And you can connect up in lots of different ways with groups in your local area, and contact the local organizers to get involved. We also have t-shirts and bumper stickers and also a new campaign to stamp out the Fed. Stamp out the Fed means get yourself an ink stamp. And, well, you could apply that ink stamp to things that, circulate around and pass through many people's hands and the ink stamp says, end the feds, sound money for America, support H.R. 2755. Another thing that people can do.
another effective way to get the word out. Tell us about some of the people who are endorsing this campaign.
Well, Ron Paul will actually be speaking at the Houston branch. We have recently gotten an endorsement from Cindy Sheehan, who will probably be speaking at the San Francisco branch. And we're really happy about that because we really want to see this become a very transpartisan thing that encompasses the entire political spectrum. Chuck Baldwin, Governor Jesse Ventura, G. Edward Griffin, Adam Kokesh of the Iraq Veterans Against the War, Senator Mike Gravel, and quite a number of other endorsements that can be found right on the website. And lots of different organizations participating from across the spectrum. It's really quite amazing to see people coming together. Like I said, once people figure out what is the root cause, I have a lot of people that I know in the peace movement, and talk to them about it. And the way to look at it is this. There's no way in hell that they could finance these endless wars if it wasn't for the funny money fiat monetary system, where they can just print up endless quantities of dollars to pay for these wars. So if you really want peace, you got to go to the root of the problem. It's the Fed and the Federal Reserve banking system. And people see the wisdom of that. You've got people like Dennis Kucinich, who recently, really, he's starting to sound more and more like Ron Paul every single day. There is a possibility that he will actually has expressed some interest in being at the Cleveland Fed. And that's not confirmed yet, but it's possible that he's going to be at the Cleveland Fed, and he has expressed interest in being there and in supporting what we're doing. So the coalition that we're building is really quite something. And again, I think it just goes to the fact that if you have an issue with our political and economic system, and you're trying to figure out, well, what's the root cause, when you come to that conclusion, it's the Fed. You've got to come to the conclusion, and the Fed. And so I think we're going to build a really great, powerful, transpartisan citizens movement. I'd say right now, we can declare that End the Fed is the most powerful citizens movement for change in this country right now. There's really nothing like it. It's catching fire in a big, big way. We're going to put some fear into the powers that be, because the people are waking up. And they're not just waking up, they're taking action with this End the Fed project. We get a lot of real strong people that are coming to this. They're going to get behind it and develop this entire program. I think this is really, the next stage in that revolution that everyone keeps talking about. So I think this is it.
Well, it certainly is exciting to see people from both sides of the political spectrum waking up to the phony left-right political paradigm and waking up to the true political paradigm of the people versus the oligarchical interests behind the scenes. It is an exciting campaign. And how about for those people who aren't in the 39 cities that in which the events will be taking place next Saturday? How can they support your efforts not only next Saturday, but longer term as the End the Fed project continues?
Well, you can go to Restore the Republic or End the Fed USA or any of the other sites that are hosting local organizing groups and form your own group. If there isn't one in your city, form one on your own. Just take the free membership, sign up, click a few buttons, and you formed your own group, and suddenly you're the group leader for your city. I had somebody from Indianapolis call me up today and said, it's pretty far from Indianapolis to the nearest Fed for us, but we got a lot of people here in Indy that want to do something. What do you say? Can we do something here? And I said, sure, just go ahead and start yourself up, and then you go to the website. We have brochures, we have flyers, we have posters that you can download them and print them out at your local copy shop, and away you go. This is grassroots. It's definitely not a centrally planned effort. What we're doing from a central location is providing inspiration, providing direction, providing theme, guidance, and ideas and resources and linking people together, but the implementation is pure grassroots. You know, it's pure local, people taking the ball and running with it and developing it on their own local level, and it's happening. People are doing it. It's really taken off virally. It was building very strongly up until November 4th, but you know, once that election was out of the way, then that's when things really started to take off, because you know that distraction of the selection process was finally behind us.
All right. Well, Mr. Vincent, this is a very exciting campaign, and I hope we can have you again in the future as the campaign continues and continues to gain momentum. But thank you once again for taking the time to talk with me today.
Absolutely. And again, just visit endthefed.us, and you'll find your local organizing group there, and we look forward to working with you and really moving this forward.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.